Well, Ireland is one of a number of countries easing COVID-19 restrictions at the moment. But despite the optimism, the World Health Organization has warned this week that the pandemic is nowhere near over and that more bumps in the road may still occur. We've been speaking to Dr. David Nabarro, WHO Special Envoy on COVID-19, about the planned reopening here.
In most countries right now, there is a really urgent effort to try to work out just how much it's possible to remove some of the restrictions that were put in place to reduce the spread of the virus. On the one hand, governments are really keen to help people get back to some measure of social and economic activity that's familiar to them, that sense of going back to normal. At the same time, no government wants to move too quickly and end up with an unexpected surge of cases. Well, what's useful, Brian, is that actually many countries in Western Europe are trying to make this decision at about the same time, using pretty similar data. And the big question for each government is just how quickly do you go about doing this? I noticed that the change in Ireland is likely to be phased. I understand that the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, sent a letter to the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, setting out the logic for perhaps getting hospitality back to normal opening hours and perhaps a reduction in the use of digital passes. But at the same time, mask wearing in certain environments, including public transport and shops, is likely to be retained for the time being. And when I read that, I am really rather happy. I mean, this virus is still moving around in societies. Actually, it's moving around faster than ever, and it's still causing quite a lot of illness. So I would prefer to see a phased approach, if that's possible. I'm not in a political position, so I don't know what the limitations are. But it makes sense to me that we continue to treat this virus with respect and that we also do everything possible to protect people who might perhaps get severely ill as a result of infection from doing so. So phased approach, please.
Can we say, though, Dr. Nabarro, based on what we know at this stage about the Omicron variant, that in populations where there is a high level of vaccination and booster shots even have been delivered, can you say with confidence that it's, for the most part, a mild disease?
So absolutely not using the word mild. I mean, what does mild mean? It means to people that it's just not very important. And nobody in the World Health Organization is taking that position right now. I think your caveat that in populations with high levels of immunity because of past infection or because of immunization, the impact of the Omicron variant appears to be less severe than it is in populations with less immunity. But look, let's try very hard to be clear with people. The virus is still a really dangerous virus. Even the Omicron variant can create some difficult situations for people. So I'd really prefer not to see anybody using language to suggest this is mild until we really know the story. And I personally do not feel confident that I can say to people in Ireland, that I can say to the officials in government who are charged with trying to make the case for changes, I just can't say to them with a clear conscience, this is a mild disease. It's not. It's a worrisome disease, and it's still worrisome even with Omicron. And it's worrisome because it's so massively transmissible, and it's worrisome because it does appear to break through the protection to a degree offered by past immunization. So everybody, be careful. You've done so much in Ireland for so long. Don't let's endanger it by going too far too quickly.
Looking ahead into the medium term, the WHO has been warning this week that the pandemic is nowhere near over. And I was reading a very interesting interview you gave to the Business Post here, which was published at the weekend, where you were also, though, pointing out that although we're likely to see future variants, the past experience of this kind of pandemic is that subsequent succeeding variants tend to be less virulent.
Yes, that's good that you picked that one up, because in the overall understanding of these kinds of infectious diseases, you expect the virus to be less severe over time. But what we have to say is we don't know this virus very well, and past experience from other diseases is that the process of moving towards the virus being less severe is often a bumpy road. And I said this to the journalist who interviewed me for the Business Post. I said it's always difficult and we must expect some challenges. And one of the things I want everybody to be aware of is that the public health experts may need to ask people in a particular part of the country to go back into some degree of movement restriction and to be continuing to be careful. And that is exactly as it should be. You don't have a nice, neat, smooth trajectory from where we are now to where we hope to be when the pandemic is over. It will be bumpy. It will be difficult. We must expect surprises. We must even suspect perhaps more tricky mutations of the Omicron coming up in the long term. What I want to convey, therefore, is a sense of being ready for reversals and not being hopping mad when suddenly you find that you have to restrict your movement in a particular place because there's been an unexpected surge.
Dr. David Naparov.